Can we start again?
Really?
Can we start again?
Why?
Just hit the music.
Why? Don't. No, don't. I knew it before he said it. Do not.
You knew what I was going to say.
Yeah. It was going to be like four times.
Yeah. I just like, everybody likes, you know, we've gotten a lot of messages that people like.
Hey, what's up? Music. This is Howie Mandel Does Stuff. That's your host, Howie Mandel. I'm his co-host, Jacqueline Schultz.
Wow, you're really carrying the load today.
Yeah.
We're kind of alone. We usually have guests and Lou and everything. And we had an idea where we said, you know what, let's just do something where people get to know us because it's our podcast and our family.
We're not kind of alone. We're really alone.
Well, because I asked your sister to even, because she hasn't appeared, and Riley, and she said...
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. And then I asked your mother, and she said...
Fuck off.
Right. That's what, she's from another country. She's from Canada, and fuck off means I love you, but I'm not going to show up. That's what fuck off means in Canadian, eh?
Yeah.
And then we even asked your brother, who is here?
Yeah.
He is here.
Yeah.
I mean, he runs the production company that runs this.
Mm-hmm.
Alex was here. Alex, what did you say about being on the show?
He won't even, is he coming to the mic?
Yeah, he's coming to Mike. What did you say?
No.
Say it in Canadian.
Fuck off.
Right, okay. Well, he's half Canadian. He was born here. And so the idea was to have our whole family together so that people can get to know us.
This is going to be like the first and last time we do this.
But don't turn it off yet. Don't turn it off yet. This is going to be really short. We have nothing for you, but we think it's fun.
I do have a lot of stuff. I planned a lot of stuff.
No, I know you did. But the point is that, first of all, I wanted to say I want to thank everybody. We've gotten like really nice reviews. People have engaged us. Mm-hmm. People are buying merchandise, which is happy and which makes me happy. And it is happy. And then also people are subscribing.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing everything they should do. And I wanted to take take questions from people out there.
Which I did. I put on my Instagram yesterday, knowing that we were coming on just the two of us and we didn't have a guest, I said, can you please submit any questions you might have for myself and my dad? And I got a bunch of people submitting questions.
They did? You can ask me those questions, but what I was trying to do, because I tried the other day and it didn't really work, I was just going to randomly dial numbers and take questions from random people.
Wait, but it didn't work the other day.
Pardon me?
It didn't work the other day.
Because nobody picked up. But that doesn't mean... The thing about me is you don't give up. Okay. I don't know if that's a thing about me, but that's a thing. But in the meantime, I could take until somebody doesn't answer. See, now today they're busy. Go ahead, ask me a question and tell me who the... And we also want to see some of the comments. You give me from the YouTube site, just throw it up. And we could see the comments from on YouTube.
Well, one of the questions from John
John Meow. John Meow.
He wants to know what kind of t-shirts, what the branded t-shirts are that Simon Cowell wears, if you happen to know, because he loves his t-shirts.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He loves Simon Cowell's t-shirts?
Yeah.
The brand he wears, I would think they're Target.
Mm-hmm.
I would think most of them are Target because he, I see Simon's wife all the time at Target, and she always has a shopping cart filled with white t-shirts. So I assume they're for her husband. So I would think they're Target t-shirts. Question two.
from who always, no.
Know what?
Caroline says move on.
No.
Do you know this question?
Do you know the question?
No, but we might cut this. But I will say has become a little invasive towards me. So I haven't. I was
you?
Bring it up to, yes.
The number you dialed.
I'm dialing numbers. Wait.
Okay, so basically this guy, he likes every single one of my photos, comments on every photo, likes every story.
Maybe we just bleep the name of the person.
Yes, he found me through the podcast. I don't know if he's doing the same thing to you, Jackie, but every single thing on Instagram.
Are you just doing a lady flex?
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. It's weird. I was just talking about it yesterday.
Caroline has fans and she wants everyone to
know.
Isn't it
funny we get to know?
I'm telling you this because I don't think we should talk about it.
No, wait.
You just went on and talked about it.
I don't know. I don't know if this is happening to you, Jackie, but these men are getting me. Now let's. I want to hear what. And we won't bleep his name because I. Now that we know who he is, if he bothers you. Is he bothering you, or he's just reaching out to you?
He's reaching out on every single thing I post. But
you want,
Wait. Hang on. Can I say something? Yeah. She's about to say it. I'm building
sound?
Something now during yes. the podcast. Yes. We're here. We have a podcast for 1 hour a week, and somebody decided to drill during the podcast. Okay, in the one room. There's 30,000 square feet here. This is the one room that somebody decided to drill in.
What were you going to say, Dad?
That we've taken one question so far about T-shirts. The second question is, which she's a producer here, so she knows what you're going to ask. She knows what the questions are.
Really?
Who posts anything on Instagram not to get a comment and not to get a follower and not to get a fan?
But I'm not like an influencer or anything. Like, I just post for like my friends and like
no,
family.
You don't.
Yes,
no,
I do.
No, you don't.
You don't post your sexy pictures.
For friends
you do
and family.
Not post. It's not for me. You're not posing on the beach in sexy poses, Caroline, for me and my brother and your other friends and family to see.
We see the pictures. That's not for mom.
But not every picture in store. Like, if I
he
post
likes
a picture
you.
Of my food,
he likes you.
I know, but. I listen to his music.
Oh, it sounds like you're the creepy one.
Because I was concerned. I was like, should I block him? But I don't want him.
Why
to, like...
would you think? What? and maybe I'll edit this out. What did you get besides likes and comments that you think is worth the blockage?
Because I just don't like the sense that I feel like somebody's watching everything I post. And like,
that's the point of it. That's yeah, isn't that the point of posting? You know what I hate? I just want to post. I don't want anybody to look at it. I don't want anybody to comment. That's why when I take pictures, I keep my hand over the lens.
Your account's not private.
Yeah, no, I know. But in the, like, I'm just saying in the past.
Look, Kyle's
like,
getting involved. Kyle.
Yeah. Kyle,
make
yeah.
it private.
Like me.
What?
Like Seth.
Okay.
Like Seth. Seth, for those that don't know, that's Seth, who is private. So don't
and
comment
Kyle.
On him and Kyle.
I'm just saying if it's an older man liking and commenting.
Is he an older man?
Yes. It's kind of weird.
How old is he?
Like your age.
I can't hear you over the drilling.
Your age, Dad.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you over all the drilling.
Wait. You go out with some dude, get into his car that he wants to show you his subwoofers. He bites your lip till it bleeds. And this guy is creeping you out?
Yes.
What?
It's just a sense of being watched. The other guy wasn't a stalker.
Okay. What are all these noises in the background?
They're drilling. They're building something. At the end of this podcast, I'm telling you, you are going to see something that you've never seen on any other podcast. We are going to have a shelving unit.
Wait, but you watch or you listen to true crime podcasts. I know you do because we talk about this. So the number one thing is if you do feel like there's some like weird shit going on, you should mention it so there's record of it and everyone knows.
Well, I mean, like my friends know. They know. I'm like, here comes him again. He's liking all my stuff, commenting. But the thing is, like, I don't want to block him because what if that makes him mad?
Okay, let's move on.
Well, this question all and right. answer period is really timing, Caroline. Thank you. So for other listeners and viewers and subscribers of Howie Mandel Does Stuff, if you see any postings from Caroline Sheets, please do not look at them. Do not comment on them.
Do not engage.
Do not engage. She doesn't do it for you. Mm-hmm. She does it for her parents and she does it for very close friends. This is not any of your business. So please, from this point on, Caroline Sheets on Instagram and any other platform she's on is totally off limits to absolutely everybody. Well done?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's say
I had
comment.
Other questions or comments, but I don't know if we should end on that one. Should we end on your campgrounds? I have one more.
Go ahead.
S-S-M-A-B-R-E-Y.
The SS. I got to say that I don't want to take a question from the SS because as a Jew, I'm still sensitive to what happened. We must never forget.
Smabre.
Okay, what's the question?
Did he ever ground you?
Who?
Did you ever ground me? My life was being grounded. I never got out of being grounded.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is. When I was 18 and I went to college.
You were the problem that you needed to be grounded because you were out. You were.
I didn't stay in my. I didn't listen to you, but I was grounded.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
I snuck out.
Well, why would you tell me that now?
Okay. Which brings me to another plan that I had for this show.
Oh, you're
well, right. No, it was it was actually Caroline's idea. She sent me a bunch of ideas for this show, and she said one that might be fun is talking about what did you say? Stuff we did when we were kids.
Wait. I have another great idea for the show, Caroline. When she tells you ideas, they're not to be shared.
Like to share secrets.
It's not for you. Yeah, but that's for her family and close friends. They're not to be shared on a podcast.
Okay.
She doesn't want to share anything. Everything she puts out there is not for anybody, especially. Oh.
Not me. Jackie wants to share stories.
No, not stories. She said, I was thinking that it was like truths that we never told you from.
No,
when
I
we
don't
were
want.
Kids.
I don't want to hear that.
Okay.
I don't want to hear that. I still want to make phone calls, though.
Okay, go for it.
Alex, have you now that you said no that you don't want to be on this podcast? Are you jealous that you're not part of it?
I have another one about Alex's dating life.
Go ahead.
That Caroline sent it to me, too. This go question ahead. To ask about Alex's dating life because he go it's. Alex, can I bring this up? Or is he like going to be mad at me because he said no to even being brought up on the podcast?
You can talk about whatever you want.
Okay.
Are you saying that now and then you're going to be really mad after?
No.
I'm actually going to talk about it from my standpoint. And for
his dating life from your standpoint?
For all women everywhere about how I'm. Are you walking out of the room? He's walking out of the room. He's getting string cheese?
Whenever
this happens, whenever you talk to Alex Mandel about dating, he always gets string cheese.
That's okay. Kyle can answer me about Alex's dating.
Okay.
Okay.
Alex and Kyle have been working on a boat all weekend.
Oh, yeah. I saw. Congratulations.
Alex moved. I mean, Kyle moved onto a boat. Kyle is this generation's Gilligan.
Nobody's not going out to sea, right? It's parked.
I can go out to sea if I want to.
Let's see. You can go out to sea with it?
Yeah, that's how I got there.
From the sea. So
yeah, I took it on the sea from the Long Beach to
don't
marina.
Don't say where, because then you're going to get...
Well, I could say where it came from.
He said he just went to a marina. That's where all boats go, a marina.
No, but you don't tell them that, because then they end up knowing that's somebody that...
Caroline's shaking her head, yeah. Like, you don't say... There's creepy people out there, apparently, to Caroline.
Don't stop talking. Now it's just getting boring.
Oh, I did see something that gave me a really good idea.
Go ahead.
Too.
Tell. Well, wait. You were asking your brother something.
I know, but he keeps leaving. He doesn't want me to talk about it.
He doesn't care. He went to get cheese. Do you really care, Alex? We can cut it. He doesn't care. Go ahead.
Okay. So I have a problem with you. Actually, I think my husband has a problem with you, Alex.
Really?
And I brought this up before, and it happened around Valentine's Day. So I am not big into like getting gifts or doing any of those elaborate things for any kind of holiday, especially Valentine's Day. And so my husband didn't do anything, which is fine. I wasn't expecting it. But then I go on social media and I see my brother flying someone out to, where did you go?
San Francisco.
To Napa to go on a wine tour and getting a like party bus and going on a wine tour for a day. You took someone on a wine tour.
Wait, just two people on a party
bus?
Him
and another girl that's not even his girl. I don't think she's your girlfriend, right?
No.
So him and a girl doing all these elaborate things, and I'm sitting here with my husband who we weren't even getting dinner together. And I want to say that you probably made a whole bunch of couples super upset.
Including the girl that you took, her boyfriend.
Wait, does she have a boyfriend right now?
I don't know.
Not anymore.
Not since Valentine's Day.
Because of you?
Is it because of you?
I don't think it was because of me.
She had
wasn't a good factor.
Going up to Valentine's Day, she did have a boyfriend,
Wait,
right?
No, she did?
Sorry.
Yeah, she was
seeing
someone.
You have reached enough.
Dad, can you please stop calling?
I'm taking questions. Go ahead.
She was seeing someone.
And did they not work out kind of because of you? But I thought you were the guy that like all boyfriends were okay with.
This was the only one that wasn't okay with me.
And she still like hung out with you and did all this stuff with you all the time?
Yeah, she said that it wasn't up to him.
Dad, please stop. Wait, are you trying to make her your girlfriend?
No.
Are you saying no just because you want yes?
No.
Can we call her?
For what?
This issue.
No, I don't want her. I don't want to date her.
No, not to date her, but to say when she has a boyfriend,
but
why
you
is
did
she
that
going
on
out?
Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Why would you do that on Valentine's Day?
How busy is everybody?
I like holidays. Yeah.
Where are you taking her?
Where are you going for
Easter?
Where are you going for St. Patrick's Day?
I was just going to say, I wouldn't take her to Napa for St. Patrick's Day.
So what are you doing for St. Patrick's Day with her?
In Ireland.
Are you taking her to Ireland? No.
You're taking her to an island?
Ireland.
Oh.
For St. Patrick's Day.
No, but he does these elaborate things. When you see his posts, my son's posts, Alex Mandel.
Because he's not private and he wants everyone to see them.
No, no, no. But the way they eat and drink, I mean, it's like, it looks like a TV show. Like the way he took her, he took her to these places that served like amazing wine in amazing vehicles. And it's like this tastings and great foods and hors d'oeuvres. And then she wonders, why is it so hard for me to find a boyfriend? Just because Alex Mandel takes me on these exotic little adventures.
I have an idea for a business for you, Alex.
Okay.
Boyfriends should hire you either to plan
date planner
dates for them or to take out their girlfriends on dates for them.
I do take out their girlfriends.
Yeah, you already do that. You should be getting paid.
That's fair.
Yeah. Right
now, is it true that it can't just be, you can't.
Dad, what? It's not working. How is this going to be the whole episode of just ringing
Maybe.
In the background?
Maybe. Not unless somebody answers.
I'm sorry. The person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up.
Oh. Don't you think that's a good business for you?
I have to figure out the business model, but.
You're already doing it.
I know, but it's a net negative business right now.
Why is it net negative?
Emotionally net positive.
Emotionally for you?
But financially?
It's net positive. Financially, it's a net negative.
Can I tell you, you're never going to get a girlfriend because
maybe
all
he doesn't
these,
want one.
No, because all these girls are getting the perks of a girlfriend without having to actually be a girlfriend.
Well, how do you know he's not getting perks?
I don't know. Alex?
I don't know. See, he doesn't know.
I don't know.
He might have
to go get string cheese.
he might have gotten a perk without knowing it.
All right. Dad.
What?
I saw this. Since you're trying to call, I saw this.
Your call cannot be completed.
How do you get so many?
How can I not meet one person?
I saw this thing on TikTok where this guy put. Like called Domino's and then called Papa John's and then
that's
put
old.
Them. That's old.
Your call cannot be completed.
Dad, you can't only worry about the area code. You also have to worry about the prefix.
What does that mean?
The prefix is also predetermined for the city you're calling. So if your prefix are your first three numbers. So
right.
The easiest way to find a real number is use your area code, your
he
prefix,
is now.
And then just change the last four numbers.
Okay. I did that. Let's see if this works, Mr. Smarty Pants. You always act like I know what I'm talking about. I know how to deal with the phone. I know what's going on. It's like I don't know how to dial. So now I listen to the big shot. And do we get anybody?
It's going better than the
Why
last.
Why is it going better?
Because the other ones weren't even a real number.
How do you know they weren't real numbers?
They were out of service.
No, they're too busy. They didn't set up their mail.
Hello, we are not available now.
They're not available.
It's a real number, though.
And like I didn't have a real number before?
No. I had all these ideas and
keep doing them. You don't have to stop them.
I do because you're just calling. You're not engaged with me, Dad. You're just calling.
I am engaged with you. How am I answering even these questions?
We're sorry.
This is the most annoying podcast.
That's what people at home are saying too.
I don't think we're doing this again, right?
We're not going to do what again?
Just like a podcast with just you and I.
Why? You don't think this is going good?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Ask the listeners at home if they like it or not.
I am trying to.
They can comment whether or not they like
it. I can't even get one person on the phone. How can I not get one person on the phone? How is that even possible?
You're private.
What? No, Caroline is, even when she posts. Oh, because mine says doesn't say my number, so people think it's that their warranty, their extended warranty is overdue, or they got Marriott points. They're not answering. But if they do to answer, if they, like, why? I could never not answer the phone unless it says spam risk. Does mine say spam risk
to
them?
Yours might say. Mine does to people.
How do you know?
Because I've been told it does.
They're lying. Those are people that know it's you and just don't want to answer the phone.
No, they answer
it. I would have talked to you, but you come off like a spam risk. All right, we'll just talk.
Caroline has submissions via email, by the way, that people contacted her.
Oh, here, look.
Questions.
Here are submissions. Message. I've been searching everywhere so long to try and apply to be on Deal or No Deal. I would absolutely love the opportunity to be part of the show as a contestant. This is from who? Let me see who it's from. It's from Emily Martzon. Emily, I've been searching everywhere so long to try and apply to be on Deal or No Deal. I would absolutely love to be a part of your show as a contestant. If you do see this, I hope you do please contact me. I'm in Lake Charles, Louisiana. I'm 22 years old, and I have many reasons as to why I'd love this opportunity. Thank you for this time. Okay, so did she leave a number? Like, she's been trying to get on Deal or No Deal.
No, she just left her email.
I know. Now, as an avid fan of Deal or No Deal, and the fact that Deal or No Deal has not been on the air maybe for 2-3 years, that we don't do it anymore. But that what I love about this girl is she just doesn't give up. She, even though the show does not exist anymore and we're not doing it, she still wants to be a contestant. I love that. Can we contact her?
No, only through email.
Oh.
Were there any that left a number?
This episode is like nothing going on. I can't talk to anybody. There's nobody. Let's do another one. So she can't be on Deal or No Deal. I got to tell her. She cannot. If she listens to this, she must listen to this. Otherwise, she wouldn't have commented. We don't do it anymore. But if we do it again, she'll be the first one we call. We should tell her that. I have nothing to do with anybody.
Who wrote this one?
Who wrote? We have to start with their names. Dana Kukura. Kukuraka.
Hughes.
Dana Kukuraka said, my newly 80-year-old mother, I don't think you put newly and 80 years old together, coming to see Howie's show in the Villages, Florida. Yeah, I'm playing in the Villages. Would be great if Mr. Mandel said happy birthday to the angelic beauty. Love you and thanks. You know, I'm going to be totally honest with you. My show, I will say something, and she didn't give me the person's name that I'm supposed to say happy birthday to, but she's going to love it. I just wrote, I'm so excited. I'm going to the Villages, and I'm doing 10 minutes on cunt. So her newly 80-year-old grandmother is going to love my cunt routine. Say happy birthday before the cunt routine or after the cunt routine? Like, is it cunt this, cunt that? This is a cunt. This is not a cunt. Happy birthday, you beautiful lady.
I just made a new mug that says cunt.
Good. All right. Next one.
Wait, this reminds me of something. Since she mentioned how old she... This isn't on my list of things to bring up, but I want to bring it up because I know we're talking about old people now. Alex, you can get back in on the conversation about this. I want to talk about cable. Cable versus streaming.
I'll talk to after.
No, I have an argument. I want this argument to be cleared up with everyone that's sitting in the back that's even younger than I am. Because I was talking every morning. I go get coffee with my parents and their friends who are all the same age as them, right? 60 and over. Yes, Dad? Are you all 60 and over?
You want to talk about cable?
Yeah. No,
I was
I'm
bored
serious.
For a minute, and I know you had a close-up of me being bored,
no.
Didn't you? I could tell. I saw the camera zoom in.
Is this a boring conversation? No, I really want to.
You don't even get. Nobody wants to. Hey, wait.
What?
Daniel.
No.
Hey, can we get a shot for shot remake of The Great Dictator in production starring the mapmaker who was recently a CSI guy as the lead? Now, there's a great question. The fuck is he talking about? No, it was the one before that. Go the one that you had. Why are you changing them?
I really do want to know.
Keep talking
this.
About it. It's okay. So you're having coffee with old people. Go ahead. And she wants to know.
And I was having an argument about going somewhere and having cable or
Leave
streaming. And I said, there's no need for cable anymore. And then they were all arguing that they refused to stay anywhere that didn't have cable.
Right.
And
because we don't know how to use YouTube TV.
But mom said that she stayed somewhere once that only had streaming.
Leave it there.
And it's not real TV because she tried to watch an ID. Oh, my God. This is so annoying.
But it's not interesting. I'm being honest with you. I'm just going to be honest with you. It's not a good question. Nobody's saying get in here. You got to hear this podcast. She's talking about cable versus streaming.
I think it'll lead to arguments in...
I'm arguing with you. Stop talking about this. Anyway... You didn't start at the top. I always like to say the person's name. Why do you keep touching?
We have to move it because otherwise we have to blur their email. That's why I'm scooting down. Yeah, it's a lot of work
okay.
for Jeremy.
Okay, so this is afterwards I'll talk about. Tell me who it's from then. You tell me who it's from.
Magdalene
Zuckerbalbop. This. I want to thank you, Howie, for being so transparent on your podcast. People don't realize unless they see me in person, I am see-through. I have anxiety and it got worse in the pandemic. Before the pandemic, I had a lot of diversions, as you said. I retired during the pandemic, and now my anxiety and depression has gotten worse. Why am I having trouble saying pandemic? You don't want to talk to me?
No, I'm over you.
This is now we're pissed at each other. So that's good. We're getting a family dynamic that usually don't get. I, too, am in therapy. I listen to your podcast each week.
You told me before this show to plan stuff and what we're going to talk about.
And you came up, and the brilliance that you came up with was, let's talk about cable versus streaming.
No, but you're so rude.
I'm not rude. I'm being honest with you. It's not an interesting topic. I'll talk. Okay, let's talk about it.
No, it's not.
Jeremy will decide after whether it'll be edited out. Go ahead.
So I brought up like four things, like the Domino's thing where we can call people. You're like, that's old. And then like moved on. And then I brought up
having a pizza place call another pizza place?
To try it.
You know how many times I've heard it? The Chinese place calling the other Chinese food place? I used to also put your mom's friends on with other friends.
So then do it. I haven't heard it, and I think it's funny.
I'm not agreeing
with you
today.
But you're just knocking. Okay, whatever.
No, I'm not knocking.
You do you.
No.
You do this podcast
go ahead.
By yourself.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. We're not getting along. This is not funny. It's not even good. I told you to prepare stuff.
I did. Do you want to hear my list?
The list already sucks.
You told me you didn't want to do where Alex and I tell truths from our childhood.
I don't need that.
You're knocking everything that I came up with.
I'm not enjoying it. Let's just sit quietly and enjoy ourselves. Alex? Alex? Oh, he's going to get more cheese. Are you going to get cheese? Are you coming in? He wants to come in. Okay.
What?
He wants to say something.
For anyone that didn't know, Lou is going to be at the Tropicana... from March 28th to April 3rd. And on the 1st, he's going to be giving away
yes.
$1 billion. That's it.
You know what's funny? Not everybody is like a fan. And maybe this is the first one they're ever seeing.
Well, that's just arguing.
Yeah, it's just arguing and then a non sequitur about... Lou's dates. That's hysterical, Alex. That's really funny. For those that don't know, Lou plugs his Tropicana date ad nauseum. We were doing one just going to be a family show. And then my son, who I asked before, would you want to be on? He went, no, don't ask me. His sister tried to engage him in a conversation. He goes, no, I need string cheese. And now, at the most, we finally hooked on to something that we were really talking about, that everybody was really interested in. We finally
cable.
Got cable. We're talking about cable versus streaming, and he came in and plugged Lou's show. Yeah. Akia Rizzo, would really like to
You're
know.
Back on reading emails? No.
Those aren't emails, are they?
Yeah, they're emails.
Why don't you show me the comments from our YouTube shows?
No. Why are we just reading? I don't want to do this anymore.
I don't want to. I'm not even having. I don't want to do. There's no good ideas. Didn't you have any good idea?
I thought I did. I have prank mom.
What's that?
So I saw on TikTok that people prank their parents or whatever and say that they got pulled over and the only way that they can get out of getting the ticket is they said that they were speeding because they just got a call. Oh, fuck, Dad.
Hello?
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
We're on the podcast. I'm not getting along with your daughter.
Why? What is she doing now?
She goes, I had good ideas. You know what her idea was for the show? She's making fun of us that when we go for coffee, that we as old people only like cable over streaming.
Right. What do you want me to say?
Is that a good idea?
I like cable because I'm used to it. And that's the way it goes. And Jackie, don't make fun of your parents.
What happened when you went and watched something on streaming? You told me. Your ID show.
It kept playing the same one over and over again. And also
the same woman got murdered 7 times.
Yeah. And also it was really loud and we didn't know how to turn down the volume.
And they think that's because they were watching streaming. They think that's they couldn't turn down the volume
because, all night.
Because they were watching streaming.
No, we
know that the remote control was very bizarre because it wasn't a regular cable one.
It wasn't a regular one.
It wasn't like a Spectrum one.
It wasn't. don't plug. We don't have Spectrum as a sponsor.
Well, I love Spectrum. There, now you do.
See? Mom is on the Spectrum.
I am on the Spectrum. How did you know?
Well, Mom, you couldn't turn down the volume not because it was streaming, because you didn't know how to work that TV. And it was because...
Yes. And also, I didn't know how
You weren't streaming live television, Mom. You clicked on an episode of an ID and you watched
it
over and over again.
Why did it keep playing over and over again? I don't get it.
Because you clicked on an episode of ID.
So fucking boring.
Is this a boring
podcast? Have no idea. We added, and the more people we add, the more boring it goes. We're down a fucking boring wormhole.
Okay. Well, then let's talk about sexual ideas.
Okay,
do you have
a
sexual idea? Because if you have sexual ideas and this is what's on your mind, I'm going to close this podcast right now and come home.
No, I'm talking about can I tell you
what happened?
Let Mom finish.
No, Mom, tell her what happened. You bought a bra. Tell her what happened. I got upset.
I'm not going to name the store I went into, but I went in Santa Monica on Thursday.
You don't have to give the directions.
Was it someone's secret?
No, don't say anything. Okay, go ahead.
Anyways, and I walked in there and I didn't know what size I was and I didn't want to try. I didn't want to take off all my clothes and all that kind of stuff. So I said, what size do you think I'd be? She said, okay, open your jacket. So I opened my jacket. She goes, take off your jacket. I go, all right. So I said, what do you think? And then she puts her hands on both my boobs and said, I feel your...
I'm standing there and she's holding your mom's...
You need to see. I go, no, I don't. I don't
her
need...
Her hands are on mom's tits.
And that's how she could
she's
tell
just
what
feeling,
size
no,
I am.
You're a C. She goes, I don't think I'm a C. I think I'm a B.
And she didn't
She goes,
stop
no.
For like
and she kept squeezing,
minutes.
Squeezing her mom's tits.
Well, she did that because it sounds like you were arguing with her, and that's why she kept
going. But she
going.
Shouldn't put her hands on there.
No,
I wasn't arguing in a bad way. I was just in shock.
How can you not argue in a bad way?
No, arguing I just arguing. Kept saying, I don't think, because I think
that's
I
like
did.
Saying I'm putting my pictures on Instagram and I don't want anybody to like them or
but
see them.
But the good news is they fit. So she her hands
and
are magic.
That woman is now living with us.
Wait, I've never heard of that before. It's supposed to be like a tape measure thing.
That's right.
Her measurement is her hands.
No measurement, just holding and squeezing and slowly. And then the thing is, right when you bought, when you said, okay, I'm a C, what did she do? She flicked your nipples. And that's the part that I said.
She did not do.
I think she did.
She did not do that. But
I
she did
it.
That other thing. And I was with
the
standing with somebody and they ran away because they were so uncomfortable.
Everybody thought they were watching rape.
Wait, people you were with?
Yeah.
Yep.
We went bra shopping with a bunch of my friends, two of my friends, just Kathy. No, and Lou was there, and
Louis and you weren't standing there. You were standing outside.
No, I was standing.
Kathy.
I was watching. I was going, look at that. Look
she
at her.
Witnessed the boob
look at them
squeezing.
Grab Terry's tits.
No, she witnessed the boob squeezing and went to get
Alex.
Dad.
What do you think of this story?
He decided he wanted to become a.
He might want string
bustier.
Cheese.
What is it called? I took Maddie
down to 3rd Street, and they offered her a complimentary measurement of her chest too.
Was it the same thing?
Is it touching?
No. The weird thing was, is they said that it's complimentary, and they kept offering it. They said you might as well take it; it's free. And then they said because of COVID restrictions, they handed her the measuring tape, and they said you do it. But it was complimentary.
Did you see?
I love that. Have you ever offered people complimentary breast measurements?
But they didn't do that to her. So why did they do that to me?
Because you have grabbable tits, Terry. That's what I always tell the kids.
Oh, I know why.
Why?
Why?
I don't want to say it.
What? Well, you just want to tell people you know it?
I don't want it to hurt her feelings.
Oh, because I'm flat?
No. So is
what?
Maddie.
What?
No. I don't want to.
Go ahead. Now you got to say it. No, but you'll talk about cable. But you won't talk about your mother's tits.
Because maybe she saw that you were old and maybe she thought it was saggy, so she had to lift them up to feel.
Thank you, Jackie. And no, I am not. Oh, I am old, but I'm not saggy.
She doesn't sag. I'm here to tell you.
No,
that she
but maybe
sag.
They didn't know.
Well,
so you think
so they can't measure because it would have been above, like, the, you know.
Well, thank God I didn't go to buy underpants because I'm old and my nuts are hanging down on my knees. I don't think I should share that.
Oh, I have to ask a question.
Speaking.
What?
From TikTok. Supposedly all men everywhere at one point in their life have taken their ball sack and used it as a cup to collect water in the shower. Has everyone done that?
What?
It's not. I'll tell you what's weird.
I don't use mine for that.
What?
You have nuts?
What?
You didn't notice?
No, I've done that where I collect the water in my nutsack. You hold it, it's so hard to drink out of it.
Wait, have you got? Has everyone in? There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Alex,
six
have you ever done that?
In the back.
I've never done that.
No, I've never done that.
Where did
really?
You read this?
Yeah.
You don't have any good information.
At TikTok, in TikTok.
TikTok.
Oh, they're
Kyle.
Just, they're just.
Huh?
Have you done it?
Filled it with water? No.
Jeremy.
I've done other stuff, but.
What's the other stuff that you did, Jeremy? Jeremy.
I might have cupped some water before.
Yeah. Wait,
you said other stuff. In your nuts?
I mean, you just like pull it over the whole thing and like, I don't know.
Oh, wait. You take your flesh from your nutsack and pull it over the whole thing?
Yeah, and then it's just like a little pouch.
Oh, I've done that.
And then it's a
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Wait. It's a pouch.
Oh, no, that's not what I'm talking about. You mean over the whole thing?
So it's like
hidden?
Like a baby kangaroo?
Like a pocket?
Like a baby kangaroo.
Like a little baseball, yeah.
Baseball?
Baseball? What kind of baseball
Why do you
play?
Do that? Why do you do that, Jeremy? Like, what comes over you in the midst of a shower that you say, I better pack this all into the nutsack?
It's just fun.
It is fun. Jeremy knows how to have
fun. Play with your nuts.
You don't have to only do it in the shower.
No, yeah.
Where do you do it, Kyle? Sometimes on the boat.
The closet, if you're bored, I don't know.
You stand in the closet and put your nutsack over your balls. And
I don't actively do it, but I have.
Have you done it at a friend's house?
Probably.
Probably? How did that maybe happen,
Alex,
but you didn't know?
He's staying with you right now. Have you seen him do that?
That's your mother asking.
I don't hang out in the closet. I'm not out of
Good
the closet.
Good thing.
Either.
Don't
I'm
go in the closet with him.
Alex is backpedaling.
Get out of the closet, Alex.
He's backpedaling.
I love this. But this is turning into a family show. You have, Kyle, I don't know if you're interested in talking about it, but you have drank out of a nutsack.
Wait, you have?
No, I haven't drank out of it. So my friend had some whiskey on his nutsack, to which I kind of licked it off.
He didn't cup it in there? Like it wasn't a lot?
No, it was more like...
And what would make you want to do that?
Said Alex's mother.
What would make me want to do it? I don't know that I had a choice. I just
you
was kind
always
of,
have a choice. You always have a choice.
Well, no, it was entertaining. It was just
was that was your couple, friend Harvey Weinstein?
Had a couple beers. Is in a Walmart parking lot.
All right, you're setting
that
a romantic.
Explains it in a Walmart parking lot. That makes sense.
Yeah, just outside Vegas.
Wow.
Oh, and in Vegas, the
no
whole
outside.
Thing is, oh.
See, we wouldn't have got we wouldn't have gotten to this conversation if I didn't start with Cable.
At Cable and your mother.
Yeah,
and
because you called mom to talk about to ask her about the cable.
Once you lick the whiskey off of your friend's balls, do you feel like you're more like you're closer to this friend now?
I guess closer is an interesting word.
Were you attracted to him? That's why you did it? Or did you just do it as a dare? What, like, I don't get it.
No, I think we were just, you know,
Alex.
Being guys, messing around.
Being guys? Alex, is that what you do with your friends when they come over?
Apparently, I'm not a guy.
You know, guys.
Okay. I'm not, you know, no judgment. If that's what you want to do, go ahead to your little heart's content. I'm just curious. How? When you have your buddies over, is that what you guys are doing?
Guy stuff.
Yeah. Guy stuff.
Bring out the whiskey. Pull down your pants.
You and John, do you get together and do that?
No, I've never done that. I've never.
How about you and Lou?
I've never. There's a lot of other guys there. I don't know who they are. Who are you, buddy, with the baseball cap in the back?
It's Kyle.
Kyle? Another Kyle? Kyle, come to the mic. Have you ever licked the whiskey off just another friend's nuts?
It was more of a champagne, but.
So, okay. Yeah. Wait, have you cupped your ball sack in the shower?
Yeah, I get a couple gallons in
there. Yeah, see? It's a real thing.
Oh, he's like, gets what? A couple of gallons.
Oh,
he's showing
I get
off.
It.
Well, that's going to be attractive to the ladies. I've got, like, skin for miles.
Is that a good thing to have huge balls? I thought
he doesn't say
penis.
He has huge balls. He's just saying he has a lot of skin.
Oh.
Yeah. The skin, when he sits on the toilet taking a crap, the skin hangs into the water. And sometimes he cups it and he scoops up a lot of the water. Who else is there?
Who else is there?
Seth, have you done it?
Seth doesn't said he wants to be private.
Hey, I said I don't want my TikTok for you page on the podcast.
Oh, but you'll talk about your ball sack.
Yeah, I've never done it, but similar to other people here, we've done other things.
Like?
I don't know.
Yeah,
like
you do.
What Jeremy said, tuck it in, the kangaroo pouch. Stuff like that. But
it's
I've
fun.
Never cupped it with water.
Sometimes you would just want something to play with and there's nobody else around. It's like a friend.
I need to leave this room.
Are you uncomfortable? We could stop.
No, I'm not uncomfortable. I'm just surrounded by men talking about their balls.
But aren't you happy that they're enjoying their own balls rather than
each other's? But it sounds like they're enjoying each other's.
Go ahead, Kyle. What were you saying?
I have a question. Weren't you going to bring a girl in once that likes to put period blood on her face?
No, we didn't bring her in. We were talking about her because I saw her on TikTok. She ended up commenting back. I tried to comment to her and ask if she wanted to come in, and I don't think she responded unless I didn't see it.
I just want to know what the guys think of if she would come in and do that on their face. Would they all vomit?
She doesn't do it on men's faces. You know, she does it on her own
Terry,
face.
No,
Terry,
on her
Terry,
own face.
Terry,
even her own face.
Terry.
Yeah.
Terry,
don't be judgmental.
If you're going to be part of the podcast, don't be. That's you're bringing up ridiculous things.
I know. Okay, you're right.
No. Hang on the phone and be part of it. But I just watch what you're doing. We have a certain audience here and you're really.
Okay, I'm sorry. You mean that's terrible to say that?
Yes. I think
after he drank out of somebody's ball sack?
He didn't drink out of somebody's ball sack. He licked a ball sack.
Oh, okay. That's a big deal.
All right.
Kyle, that is a big deal, though.
It is a big deal. Kyle, what were you saying? You were saying something.
Was I?
Yeah. No, Mom. No. No.
He was saying something.
Were the balls, like, shaven or were they, like...
I don't think they prepared. They didn't prepare, right?
I doubt they were shaven. It was probably a couple days, maybe a few days since he had even showered.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Oh, how would that... Ooh, that must have been very mangy.
Mangy!
Do you still mangy. Know this guy?
Yeah.
So phone him up. Let's get him on the phone.
We could.
Would talk about that moment?
I can't be sure.
Well, let's get him on the phone.
I don't think Kyle wants to.
If you don't want to, you don't have to.
He obviously gets peer pressured into stuff easily. Don't pressure him into doing stuff.
I know. He has.
Yeah, we could do it. Why not?
Okay.
Oh, there you go. That was easy enough.
Yeah. That was tough. Who's the other guy with the striped shirt?
That's Dylan.
Dylan, have you done weird things with your nutsack?
I like to, on a daily basis when I'm, editing or whatnot, I grab it and, twist it in my hands or, play with it. You know those things
that have
sticks and stuff?
Say that again? Don't laugh. He's opening up to us, honestly.
I feel like we all do this.
Yeah, we all do. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
What are those, fidget things? I use my nutsack as, a fidget toy.
Like a fidget spinner?
I thought you said you had ticks on it.
No, I don't
Doesn't
know.
Doesn't it hurt?
Wait, do you edit with your pants off?
Let mom talk to him.
Okay, sorry.
Go ahead.
A nutsack is you could do a lot of things with it without really hurting it.
That's it. That's yeah,
especially the skin.
Your
penis. Okay, just the skin. It's not the actual things inside.
No. Yeah, I pull the skin away from the
ball. When you're editing.
Well, I'm doing anything almost, yeah.
But you said when you're editing.
Yeah, when I'm editing.
So you'll twist it.
Yeah, I'll twist it, or I put it in my hand and my thumb in it.
You put it and you put your thumb in it. Yeah. Like silly
Can I
potty.
Ask you a question? Yeah, who the hell are you?
That's a good question.
I remember when I was a kid, we didn't have silly putty. We didn't have a lot of money. And on hot, sweaty nights, I would put my nutsack on the comic strips. And then pick up.
Do they know about silly putty?
Silly nutty.
Silly nutty. I like that.
We should sell
the silly nutty.
And then you could move the comic strips. You can press it onto another piece of paper, and the comic strips would transfer the pictures.
I like that. You know what? That's a brainstorm.
We were all brainstorming. Did you ever? Did you hurt your nuts when you were editing? You twist. At what point do you realize? Have you ever damaged anything?
No, I think I've experienced enough of my own twisting of my nuts that I'm good at it now. I don't think it's possible for me to hurt my nuts.
It's impossible for you to hurt your nuts. You have impossible.
Well, it's a spectrum. So if you it'll start to hurt.
Is this his brother talking?
Whose brother?
Who?
Kyle's.
No, I don't know who these people are. They just showed up.
Oh, okay. I'm just trying to figure out because it's very important to me to know who I'm talking to.
I don't know
so
who
you know
I'm
not
talking
to shake
I'm
hands
here.
Next time they come?
Yes, exactly. If he keeps touching his nuts, I don't know.
But everybody
does.
So they all twist their nuts. They hide their nuts. Jeremy puts his whole thing in a nutsack. Kyle drinks whiskey from his nuts, from a friend's nuts. And Caroline was uncomfortable with one guy liking her pictures. How uncomfortable are you now, Caroline?
Actually, this makes me less uncomfortable than that.
Really?
Yeah.
You're just surrounded by a bunch.
I feel like they're yes, they're all talking about their balls right now, but I feel like it's not an uncommon conversation to hear from them or other guys in general. So
no, because guys,
they like to play with their balls.
Why would God have put them there?
Exactly.
I don't want to get religious, but I'm just saying.
There's too much religion in your show. Stop it.
I know. Well, I always thought, I said, and I'm not going to be religious. I always said, the female body is beautiful. And if you believe, whatever your belief is, you believe that God made, you see these pictures and these sculptures. And I thought that the man's body is not as beautiful as the woman's body, from an artistic point of view. That's how I feel.
That's for sure.
And I felt like he didn't quite finish. He was almost finished, and he didn't finish the testicular area. And I feel like that's a to-go bag. We didn't quite finish, and then it's just got this, I got two more things I want to put on. I didn't finish. I'll just drop them in this shitty little sack, and he'll go.
Yeah, drop it like it's hot.
Do you hear the drill? There's never been this much noise.
I know.
Do you hear the drill? Oh, they're sanding the garage. Is that what you're talking about?
No, on your end too, Mom? In the podcast room.
No, I'm looking. One of the guys has a sander, and he's putting his nuts on a sander, is what I'm seeing.
Ew.
Well, you say ooh, but they said these guys, they don't have a lot of friends, and they don't have a lot of...
dates. They're not dating a lot, that's for sure.
They are. They're dating their own fingers. Did you get the guy on the phone whose ball sack you licked?
No, not yet.
When is that happening?
What's taking you so long?
I don't know. Boy. Should I bring it in there so it can be plugged in or just do it here?
No, just do it.
Just hold up to the... Just do it here.
Let mom talk to him.
Let my wife talk to him. My wife has a lot of questions.
We'll see.
What's his name? You don't want to say his name. Don't say his name. in case he doesn't want to reveal his name. And then he'll be more honest without his name.
Am I calling from my okay, yeah.
Yes, you're calling from your phone.
I don't know how he's going to hear you guys, but...
How do you hear me?
He might not hear me, but if he doesn't hear me...
Well, I'm going to be moving the phone from the mic down to the speaker, so it's a lot of movement for me, but I'll do it.
It's a lot of movement.
Do you want to just plug it in? Then come in here and plug it in here.
No.
And then you could talk on the mic.
Let's hope he answers.
Hey, come in here. Come in here.
Hang on.
So much
noise. Why are we building something?
Wait, I got noise too up here. I don't know.
here. Plug it in here and then put on the headset over there. You could talk to him. Hello? Hi.
Hello?
Hi. You don't have to say your name unless you want it. Kyle's going to talk to you. It's Howie Mandel, and it's my daughter. Terry's my wife, and my son is here with a bunch of guys. It's the Nut Twisting Club is in the room, and okay. We were talking about nut sacks, and yeah. Kyle told us a story about one time somebody had whiskey on their nuts, and he licked it off, and I said,
"Yeah, he formed like a nice little shot glass. I think it was 1.5 ounces, to be exact."
To be exact. So you're able to measure with your nuts the amount of liquid that goes in this.
I'm a bartender, so, you know.
Oh, that makes sense. So do you have any questions, Terry? This is the guy.
Howie, I think I met you, and I told you this. I called myself Whiskey Balls when I met you one time.
Oh, yeah, right. I didn't know the reference. Sometimes without the story, if you go, "Hi, I'm Whiskey Balls," I don't naturally just go automatically to the guy that
Kyle
Shotglass.
I mean, yeah, it's pretty fair, I guess. Whatever, man. Yeah, I mean, Whiskey Dick makes sense too, so yeah, it's kind of...
Mom doesn't have questions because you unplugged your phone and plugged it.
Sorry. Terry, can you hear?
Yes.
Okay, so...
Okay, did you enjoy it, or was it just a sperm of the moment?
I mean, you know, Kyle is always I'm kind of similar. We're always looking to.
What he's saying, you know, Kyle, they're very similar. I'll repeat. Go ahead.
We're looking for laughs to impress somebody.
They're looking for laughs to impress something. They're trying to impress the ladies.
Yeah, there was a lot of ladies in that Walmart.
Would that be impressive to you if you were out there? I don't know. Maybe I'm just too old to understand this.
That's why you like cable.
It's the people that like cable that don't understand this stuff.
Oh, so you get it.
It stung a little bit, though.
Yeah.
What did you say? It what?
It stung a little bit.
It stung? What stung? His tongue?
My balls.
The whiskey.
Oh.
I guess technically not my balls, my sack.
It was technically not the balls. It was a sack. The one that the editor uses to twist. It's not the balls. It's the sack. And the other Kyle does it, too. Jeremy has an ability to take his whole ball sack and cover his whole penis with it and create a pouch.
That's cool. What does he do with that? We got to get whiskey in there.
Guess what I just read.
What did you read?
That they released Bill Cosby.
That's been like
Isn't that old news?
That's like 6 months ago.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
The High Court declined to review a stunning decision out of Pennsylvania that released the disgraced comedian from prison. Is he out?
He's been out for almost a year.
Wow, I'm old news for me.
Yeah, you didn't even know the new thing now is to drink whiskey from nuts.
While streaming your television.
World War II is over, Terry.
Oh, okay, thank God.
Vietnam is over. Wow. Have you heard about Harvey Weinstein?
What did he do?
Oh, I want to let you read it. No spoilers. No
the
spoiler.
Only thing is that if I only have streaming, I can't find the news stations.
Well, apparently it hasn't worked out for you even with cable.
No.
Anyway,
that's okay.
Nutsack. Kyle, do you want to say anything to your buddy? The mic isn't on.
There I am.
Yeah.
I guess I forgot that we filled your nuts up. I thought it was just kind of poured on them.
Yeah, he
licked it. That's my memory. But I had a few PBRs as well, so I may be forgetting it or misremembering.
For those of us who watch cable, what is a PBR?
A Pabst Blue Ribbon. It's a shitty beer.
Oh, okay.
Don't say that. It won the blue ribbon.
It won the blue ribbon.
In like 1872.
Wow. We'll be back with more beer talk right after this. Beers and balls.
I
Beers
thought balls. You said it was just like a lick of a, like a drop.
That was what I remembered.
How do you do that?
Apparently, it was.
He said shower. Also that you hadn't showered in a couple of days.
Damn right. Are you
talking to me? Yes, I have.
No, wasn't talking to you.
Oh. It adds more tannins to it, you know?
What is Alex doing? He's been doing that now for like 3 whole minutes.
You know, this is
What's
an audio.
What's wrong, Alex? Are you okay?
He's spinning. Does the video go over to Alex? Can they see what he's doing?
I don't know that they can see what he's doing, but a lot of people are listening to this on Apple and Spotify.
He's rowing a chair. He's standing up with a baseball bat and turning it in circles for like 4 minutes.
Because for this hour or whatever time we're on, they're not allowed to play with their nuts.
Bored. Yeah, I think
they are bored.
Are you bored? We could be done. Okay.
I love that we said that this episode has no guests. It's just a good family show with mom and the kids. And what did we learn today, people?
Have we talked about balls?
Can we call Riley? And see if she will talk to us? No?
Yeah, maybe next. Taylor, is it okay to say his name? Can I say your name?
Yeah, it's not okay.
Yes.
That's okay.
Mom says yes.
Mom said yes. Taylor, thank you so much. And if you want to mention the bar you work at, because maybe you shouldn't, because...
Yeah, that's right.
No, don't mention the bar you work at, but he's a bartender who serves them up himself.
He pours good.
He's got a good pour. He's got a good, strong pour. And thank you for being part of today's show. I'm going to call my...
Oh, you're welcome. Girl, you're not talking to me.
Not talking to you. I'm not talking.
Thank you for having me. My wife is enjoying it as well in the car.
You have a wife there? How does your wife feel? Can we talk to her for just a second?
Were you married when this happened with Kyle?
No.
No.
Can she hear this? Can she hear what we're saying? Miss, how do you feel about the fact that your husband is serving drinks out of his nutsack?
Unfortunately, not surprised.
You're not surprised? Is that...
No.
When you first met and he offered you and he took you out for drinks, what? how long before you were able to imbibe?
Yeah, that was not on the table. I think I'm more surprised that...
Well, I would imagine it was under the table.
I'm gonna go.
My wife is.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, Mom.
It was fun.
Bye.
It was a fun time, and please do it again. Let's do it again.
Okay.
All right. Bye, Terry. I love you.
Can't wait.
My wife got off the phone.
Would you be okay if they did it again?
I'm shocked they haven't.
Oh.
Honestly.
All right.
Me too. Honestly.
Really?
Let's do it. Let's get some nice whiskey this time.
Like what? Some Dewars?
Sure.
Dewars on the nuts.
Kentucky gentleman.
A Kentucky gentleman.
Is that what it's called?
It should be.
Do you do any mixed? Do you do any mixed drinks in your nuts?
We could like get an old fashioned in there, do like a nice ice cube in there, and everything.
Oh,
an
wow.
ice cube.
I don't know that you'll have much room if you put ice on it.
He's bragging.
I'll start stretching. Don't worry.
Really? And would you call something like that straight up, or is that... That is literally on your rocks.
Yeah, that is true. I guess I could just freeze my actual nuts, and that could work.
Would you ever put a couple of mixes in there and then drop your nuts in a blender?
Ooh, how much do I get paid?
Well, I think Kyle looks like he's looking for a penis colada.
Okay. If you like penis coladas and taking shots at my balls.
Look, I'll give a good tip if you blend it up.
All right. There's enough nut talk.
I think we're done.
We're done with that. Oh, Caroline said it's enough.
Yeah, Caroline's done.
All right.
We're done. Goodbye.
Bye.
All right. There's your
there
phone.
There you go.
All right. I think we've accomplished what we need to do today.
That's not
Wait, wait, what,
I
one
got.
Thing. Hang on.
I didn't get any of it.
What? What, Jeremy?
I'm not saying it.
No, you got to say it now. Too late. No, Mike's your way. No, go ahead. What'd you say?
My brother... That was just on the phone.
And on that note...